This is KUAR News. Thanks for listening. This week, we saw the 91st General Assembly of the Arkansas Legislature convene. I'm here with Jacob Kaufman, political reporter and Morning Edition anchor. And my name is Chris Hickey. I'm also a reporter.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Jacob. Let's get to talking about the dynamics of power in the State House and Arkansas House Speaker Jeremy Gillum. First, I'll ask you about this issue of former Democrats who switched parties getting committee chairmanships.
Yeah, Jeremy Gillum is a Republican from Judsonia. He this week became the fifth House Speaker of all time in the state legislature to be Speaker for a second term. He's a fourth term state representative. He says he will not seek the post again. After the November election, there were two state representatives who were Democrats that, after winning as Democrats in unopposed elections, then switched to the Republican Party. A lot of speculation as to why that might be. They said it came out of a genuine decision, out of thoughtful prayer, and after consulting with their families. There's another Democrat, a third Democrat, before the election, who also switched to the Republican Party. Mike Holcomb out of Pine Bluff in Jefferson County, Joe Jett out of Success in East Arkansas, and Jeff Wardlaw out of Hermitage in South Arkansas. So kind of geographically diverse switching. So this week we saw House Speaker Jeremy Gillum appoint some committee chairs. The committees where a lot of the action happens. We determine what bills get passed on for final votes on the floor eventually. A lot of the big debates happen in committee. And it just so happens that three of those Democrats that switched to the Republican side ended up getting committee chairs, coveted positions. Speaker Gillum, he answered allegations that those Democrats were rewarded, in effect, for switching the Republican Party. He said that was not the situation at all, that these were the most capable men in their committees. Joe Jett, in his instance, was previously the committee chair of House Tax and Revenue. However, Democratic Minority Leader Michael John Gray from Augusta, Arkansas, he did not buy that at all. He said that for months now they've been hearing conversations from these Democrats that if they switched, they would then be rewarded with the chairmanships. But Michael John Gray, the minority leader, still thinks Speaker Gillum made some okay choices.
And now there's not just this issue of committee chairmanship assignments, but now under a new House rule, future speakers will be able to pick the entire committee.
That's right. Right now, and I think Arkansas, it's not unique, but it's not often the case that the committees are assigned by seniority. So right now, all the legislators, 135 of them, they divide into four different rooms in the state capitol based on their congressional districts. And they then are selected and they choose which committees they want to be on as long as there's space based on seniority. So that gives a lot of agency to individual legislators to choose what they think are interested in and assert some individual power for each legislator, whether it's Republican or Democrat. So Republicans, almost exclusively on party lines, a little bit of deviation, voted this week to change House rules so that the committees would be determined instead solely by the Speaker of the House, who claims he can interview all 100 members and get to know their best strengths and assign to them committees appropriately. But Democrats argue this only happened because before the session, Democrats maneuvered and coordinated, despite being in the extreme minority in the chamber, to somehow finagle a majority on the powerful House Revenue and Taxation Committee. Republicans were pretty upset about that.
Yes, but one of those members on that taxation committee, Joe Jett, as you mentioned, switched parties, and so there's no longer a majority.
That's true. Even though they did all that coordination and got the slim majority, the Jett reversal switched that around, but House Republicans, they don't want to see something like that happen again, maybe in the next session.
Now, at the beginning of the session, before the session even began, we had news that a former state legislator, Micah Neal, state representative from Northwest Arkansas, pled guilty to accepting kickbacks for money he funneled to a college and a nonprofit through the state's General Improvement Fund. Along with this, we have kind of this ongoing issue of ethics reform and the possibility of it versus the influence of lobbyists in the state house. Can you kind of expand on what are the general issues involving ethics and lobbying?
Yeah, that's kind of the big legislative news going into the session, other than looking at all the different bills that might be passed, is that there's this scandal about state legislators accepting bribes through this thing called the General Improvement Fund, which is basically surplus money that's divided up to each legislator or to different planning commissions to dole out. And every legislator takes part in this, so there's the thought kind of about the Capitol that this FBI investigation could go pretty deep. It's hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars at stake in this. And there's the issue of lobbyists. Every single day, lobbyists will be taking legislators out to eat, to drink, to entertain them. And that was all part of a constitutional amendment that was passed by voters that lengthened term limits, raised salaries for legislators. It banned lobbyists from taking an individual legislator out to eat or drink, but it had this loophole in there that allowed them to take groups of legislators, or possibly the whole body, and exclude the public from them. And one of the people that crafted that loophole, Senator John Woods of Springdale, Arkansas Business reports at least, that he's also implicated in this general improvement scandal. So we've got the ethics architect possibly being investigated by the FBI for accepting bribes. The Democrats, they have a package of, I think it's over 10 different bills right now, working around the margins of all sorts of ethics issues like dark money, the judiciary system, not necessarily this lobbyist wine and dine thing, but Democrats have a package worth of bills out about this. They're trying to make it one of their signatures. But House Speaker Jeremy Gillum, not so receptive. He was asked, me as well as several other reporters on the first day of the session, what he thought about the ethics landscape. He said the general improvement scandal was an anomaly, despite that state legislator saying he only took the money because he walked into a culture of it where the entire legislative body nearly does it. And he said that based on his conversations with the state of Arkansas, he thinks that generally the ethics oversight in the state house is good. And he said that voters meant to pass that ethics law that allowed lobbyists to take them out to eat and drink, that they knew that was in there and that it wasn't a sneak surprise loophole.
All right, that's Jacob Kaufman, political reporter and Morning Edition anchor for KUAR. I'm Chris Hickey.